The kingdom is within us. We are all born into this world for some reason and some mysterious way. We will never fully, truly understand how we got here to existence, why we're here existing on this earth. But one thing we do have to understand and try our hardest to believe is that God is real. God's kingdom is within us. The kingdom within us, the power that we hold within us, we've had since we were first born. A lot of you may feel like God can only be an outer source. We can't have inner gods and inner goddesses within us, but that's not true. I used to think the same way. I used to think only God existed as an outer source, that we had to praise that kind of God, that we had to obey and do what that kind of God told us to do. But that's not real to me. What's real to me is understanding my inner power, my inner wisdom, my inner kingdom, the kingdom within that I have within myself. I use that power to live my life, to live a positive life, to block out the negative energy. I use the power that I have within myself to dictate how I want my life to be, how I choose for my life to be. We all make choices in this life. We all have decisions to make in this life, and we are all taught that we can't work on things by ourselves. We're taught that we can't complete or handle things by ourselves, that we need a God, that we need to always pray. Praying is the only way. Praying is not the only way. Using the powers that we have, using our energy that we have within us, is the way. Understanding that the kingdom within is truly within us, and that we are all powerful beings. We gain positive energy through our mindset, through how we think, through how we see things. We allow things to happen in our lives. We allow people to come in. We allow people to leave. If we have the power to do that, then we have the power to do any and everything else. Jesus, or Yeshua, in the Gnostic religion or the Gnostic teachings, was not seen how he's seen in the Christian Bible and the Christian religion. In the Gnostic teachings, Jesus spoke and taught about the kingdom within. He taught about using the powers that we already have within ourselves to achieve, to accomplish, to make things happen. In the Gnostic teachings, we are taught that the only God that truly exists for us is the one that's within us, the inner God or the inner goddess. And if we trust in ourselves enough, we can make anything happen. Jesus is my true source of being. He is a being that I do call a God for me. He is a teacher for me. He teaches me. He teaches me and he's taught me that I don't have to pray to an outer source, that I can work within. I can bring happiness into my life by myself with my powers. Jesus is a powerful source, a powerful being. And in part two, I'm going to discuss solely on Jesus, who Jesus was in the Gnostic teachings, in the Gnostic religions. Because Jesus, there's so much about Jesus that we truly don't know. And if you look and if you read the lost books of the Bible, those books that weren't in the Bible are hidden knowledge, occult knowledge that they didn't want us to know existed. They didn't want us to know, or they didn't want us to hear those kind of teachings, because those teachings talk about working within. We're working within ourselves, not with an outer source of being. I'm definitely going to discuss that in a separate segment, because I feel like that discussion, that subject, is really powerful for me, because I recently, just a few months ago, started getting into the Gnostic teachings. And the Gnostic teachings have truly helped me in my life and with who I'm trying to be. It's very important to believe in ourselves, believe that we have that kind of power. Jesus told us in the Gnostic teachings that we do have that kind of power. Jesus told us in the Gnostic teachings to go and to meditate and to look within and to find our inner peace, our inner happiness, our inner being. And once we find that, our eyes will then be open. Once we open ourselves up within ourselves, we're allowing more knowledge to be welcomed in. The Gnostic teachings teaches us that the only peace that we can get is within ourselves. The only happiness that we can get is within ourselves. The only peace, the only serenity, the only true knowledge that we can get is within ourselves. It's very important that we as people study and research inner being, inner power, the inner gods and the inner goddesses within us. Because I truly believe that's the only way that we can truly, truly find happiness, that we can truly, truly find inner peace and be able to work on us in the best way that we can and in the best way that we know how. Like I said in the beginning, ever since we were first born, we have always had the power of being within us. We have always had the power of inner strength, inner peace, inner happiness, but we were closed off from that. We were closed off from that. We were told that the only way that we can have happiness and completeness is if we pray to an outer source God. That's not how it works. The only way we can get happiness, peace, love, joy, comfort is if we work within ourselves. And if we open ourselves up to that hidden knowledge that lies within us, that's always lied within us. We have to break the chains from what we've been taught and open ourselves up to what we truly need to know at this point in our lives. Because at this point in our lives, at this point in someone's life, someone needs to hear this. Someone needs to hear this message. Someone needs to hear this message and take heed to it. And understand that the only happiness is truly within themselves. Someone needs to take heed to this message and understand that the only way to being happy is unlocking the knowledge that was already inside of us. Unlocking the knowledge that we've always had. We were just taught to not go that route. We were taught to not go within ourselves because we've been told we can't help ourselves. We've been told that we're naive and we're stupid and we're dumb and we don't know how to bring happiness to ourselves. No, that's not true. There's a message for everyone. That is trying to find themselves. They're trying to find themselves. They're lost. They feel like they're not getting the true happiness that they need. They feel like they're not getting the peace and the joy and the comfort that they feel they deserve. Hear this message and understand that there is nothing to fear. Understand that God is within you. Understand that God is truly within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And that's how you get your happiness. That's how you get your peace, love, joy, and comfort. From within your own self. The God within you empowers you. The God is within you empowers you. And it builds you up like no other. And like I said, I know this from experience because I was a Christian for so long. And one day I realized that praying to an outer source, praying to an outer being, obeying, that wasn't for me because I knew I had power within my soul. I knew I had power within my spirit. But I was taught that the only God that I need to worship and praise and pray to is the Christian God. But when I started reading and researching and studying, I started realizing that I have power within me. The kingdom of heaven is already inside of me. The kingdom of heaven has always been inside of me. So what outer source am I praying to? I understand that without inner happiness, without inner peace, you can't be happy on the outside. You can't be peaceful on the outside. You can't be joyous on the outside. They teach us that the only happiness that we can get is praying to an outer God. Take heed to this message. Hear this message. It took me a long time to truly understand and to truly grasp a hold to what was truly inside of me, to what truly was hidden inside of me that was locked for so long. Gnostic teachings, the Gnostic religion is a powerful, it is so much power in the Gnostic religion. The teachings have helped me in so many ways. And I just felt like I needed to give y'all this knowledge, this wisdom, so that maybe you can open yourselves up and gain knowledge for yourselves. Gain that inner knowledge, that inner power that you already have within you, but it's been locked away. Open that up and see what I'm talking about. See the happiness that I'm talking about. See the pureness that I'm talking about. See the peace and joy and comfort and love that I'm talking about, that you get from within. It's very important to understand that, yes, the universe is real. The universe has our backs. But in the Gnostic teachings, as Yahshua says, or Jesus says, you feel me, the kingdom is always going to be within us. We work on ourselves. We go into meditation. We heal ourselves. We bring out that happiness, that love, that joy. We open ourselves up and listen to that hidden knowledge that is trying to be spoken to us. And once we listen and hear and understand it, once we open ourselves up, we'll understand the knowledge that is truly being spoken to us. I hope somebody got a true message out of this. I appreciate y'all for listening to this podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed. Please continue following me, as I will be making more podcasts soon. I appreciate the love, the support. I thank you. Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast. This is going to be part two of Understanding the Kingdom Within. This is going to be really about finding yourself through hidden knowledge. And when I say that, I mean we have all been taught, and we've all heard, and we've had it engraved into our minds that the only God we need to serve or praise or worship is the outer God, the outer deity, the Christian God. Don't trust in ourselves. Don't believe in ourselves. Don't put us first before that outer deity. I was born and raised in the Christian religion. My family is very much Bible Belt. Me even thinking to myself, or me even trying to find myself from within, I could not do that when I was younger. I didn't do that until I was 17 or 18, maybe 19. Because when you're younger, parents want you to believe what they believe in. They want you to believe that God is the almighty power. The outer deity is the almighty power. And that's the only deity that we need to go to. We need to pray. We need to confess our sins. We need to do all this stuff to get happiness, peace, love, joy, comfort. And it's like, we have to worship something to get happiness. We have to worship something to get peace and joy and comfort. That doesn't make no sense to me. Why can't it just be given? Why don't we just have it? The Christian religion, the Christian teachings tells us that the only way we can go to the kingdom of heaven or have the kingdom of heaven within us is if we worship and praise this outer deity. That's the only way. That's the only way we can have true happiness. That's the only way we can have peace. That's not the only way. I'm a Gnostic. Gnostic teachings are who I am. I'm a mystic. I follow the Gnostic Jesus, who was also a mystic, a psychic, a medium, a New Ager. And the Gnostic teachings, it's about going within, finding your inner peace, your inner power, your inner happiness, your inner joy. And understanding that the kingdom of heaven is always in you, already in you. It's been in you since you were born. But we're taught differently. So we believe something else that's not really true. We all have the kingdom within us. The only way we can truly get happiness is from within. When we find ourselves, when we really go in and reflect and look at life and look at where we are at, we will start to realize that the only way is through inner reflection. Reflecting, meditating, and really working on ourselves. In the Gnostic teachings, the deity or god, goddess, in the Gnostic teachings, it tells us that we already have an inner god. We have an inner god inside of us. We are our own gods. We have that power. We have that power to change our lives. We have that power to become more happier or become more sadder. We have the power to fail or to accomplish. We have the power to be lazy or to do work. And also, once we start to realize the truth, and when we go in and we reflect, we find that hidden knowledge, that hidden wisdom that has been blocked off. That hidden knowledge is knowledge that will truly change our lives. Because this kind of hidden knowledge is all about opening ourselves up within. Let the light shine within us. Because there is some deep wisdom, some deep words that we need to hear. And there's a reason that we feel like we need to hear it now, that we feel like we need to open ourselves up. Because this is the time to hear it. This is the time to listen to your gut and really start reflecting from the inside. Like I said, I was born and raised a Christian. And I was taught something completely different than what I believe in now. But what I believe in now has helped me and guided me. The Gnostic Jesus has guided me, healed me, touched me. And now I'm able to touch other people. Now I'm able to heal. Now I'm able to speak. Because I got that knowledge and that wisdom and that understanding. That inner knowledge, that inner wisdom, that inner understanding about life, about God, about me. Because what Jesus told me was that Jesus told me that he's a mystic, a psychic, a magical person. And that in the Christian teachings, in the Christian teachings, they made him out to be that because they took out the lost gospels. There's lost gospels. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can look it up. But these gospels were, I believe, in the Bible, like years and like thousands of years ago, but they were taken out. The lost gospels were removed from the Bible. And when they removed the lost gospels, they turned Jesus into what the Christian Jesus is now. But the Gnostic Jesus, the one I believe in, spoke to me and he told me that's not him. This is him. This is him who speaks hidden knowledge, hidden wisdom, understanding. This is he who teaches us about meditation, about inner reflection, about inner peace, inner happiness. This is he who teaches us about our inner gods and goddesses. Because we are all gods and goddesses of our own lives. We are magical beings. We are mystics. Some of us are healers. But if you never open up to what I'm speaking about now, if you never really go deep within yourself, you will never find what I'm talking about. You will never find the hidden knowledge that I'm speaking about at this very moment. Because this hidden knowledge, I can barely explain. It's so deep. It's so powerful. But I speak the words of the Gnostic Jesus. And I speak them through my mouth from him. And that's what that is. I most of the stuff that I speak about comes from Jesus, comes from Spirit. Most of the stuff that I speak or teach about, it comes from my spiritual guide, Yeshua. Because he has came into me and opened me up. And once I went in and seen what life really was, what life really was about, I changed my ways. I'm a very magical person. I'm a very mystical person. And I love Yeshua. The Gnostic religion is basically about the knowing, knowledge, hidden knowledge. And it's hard to get that hidden knowledge unless you're ready for it. You're not going to get this kind of knowledge if you're not ready, because this knowledge and wisdom is for people who are open and ready to listen and to feel and to do the work. I definitely recommend meditating and going within and working on yourself. I definitely recommend closing your eyes and seeing if you can look within and see if you can find yourself within yourself. It's the best feeling, and it's changed my life. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Please come back and watch my other ones and my future ones. I appreciate your love, your support. Please tell others about this podcast. I will be making more. I will be doing more. And I just appreciate every one of you. Thank you.